Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, I feel like screaming like that, too. Nice primal scream. Just dub this sound. I was going to play for you to open the show. I have this, you ever have one of these computers with a solid-state drive? I was always curious how that would be. I thought it would be superior. I like the idea of a solid-state drive. No mechanical whirring little device that has to be scraping some kind of reader up a circular magnetic tape. No, that's physical. We want solid state, right? So I got this cheap little Chromebook-style computer with a solid-state storage, and it's sluggish. You ask to do the wrong thing, and it gets mad and refuses to work. Anyway, that's where I am with this sound. But Bo Bilinski, Tony Bo Bilinski is the man of the hour. Tony Bo Bilinski. Learn that name. There is hope in this election cycle for the course to be changed. I know I've been telling you it doesn't look good. But here's something that could turn the tide, perhaps, especially giving Trump some added fire going into tonight's debate, some moral authority, and put Biden in a position where he can be the pathetic, stuttering, scared kind of personality. No, maybe that's the wrong way to describe it. Maybe it's just his. We were all expecting that there's a an aging Joe who lacks the memory skills to follow his train of thought. We saw that in the debates over the past year and a half. You know, when he during the primary, that he just didn't have the concentration. And maybe this pressure from the Hunter Biden scandal finally starting to get some legs, as the business partner of Hunter Biden says, the story about the hard drive is true. The hard drive is real. Those emails are ones that I was part of. Real stuff. Real stuff. No joke. Hunter Biden's ex-business partner told "Don't mention Joe" in a text message. This is the stuff we've been waiting for. This is what they've been covering up. This is what Democrats have been hiding. This is why the strategy to hide Joe has been so thorough. Keep Joe hidden has been the strategy, and they've been doing it. They've kept him hidden. Maybe this is why. Hunter Biden's ex-business partner, Tony Bo Bilinski, was warned, "Don't mention Joe," in a 2017 text exchange that emerged following Bo Bilinski's bombshell statement to the New York Post that former Vice President Joe Biden was involved in his family's plot to make millions in communist China. The messages obtained by Fox News on Thursday, that's today, purportedly show Bo Bilinski being instructed by James Gilyear another key player in the alleged scheme, not to make any mention of the former vice president's involvement. Don't mention Joe being involved. It's only when you are face to face. I know you know that, but they are paranoid. That's what a screenshot of the message shared by Fox News' chief congressional correspondent Mike Emanuel reads. In a lengthy statement to the Post, Michael Goodwin, Bobulinski addressed these very issues. He addressed a May 13, 2017 email published last week that revealed how Hunter Biden pursued lucrative deals with a Chinese energy company and wanted to hold 10% of profits for the big guy. Profits held 10% for the big guy. Does the vice president of the United States, when selling his power to foreign adversaries, only get 10%? Does that seem realistic? I don't know. It seems small to me. Bobulinski specifically confirmed that the big guy was Joe Biden, the vice president, which traditionally we think of the vice president as the little guy, but, you know, it depends on which way you're looking from. Hunter Biden called his dad the big guy or my chairman and frequently referenced him, referenced asking him for his sign-off or advice on various potential deals that we were discussing, he said in a devastating statement. I've seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. This is a quote from Bobulinski. I've seen firsthand that that's not true. Because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said they were putting the Biden family name and its legacy on the line, he went on. So there is the story from the New York Post. There is the latest story from the New York Post and the hot news that this Bobulinski character, that Bobulinski was the business partner of Hunter Biden, and he says, yes, it's real. And if we take this at face value, if we take this at face value that the Biden scandal, the Hunter Biden scandal is real, we're not even talking about the minor females, the underage females that there are allegations out there about regarding Hunter Biden and sex tapes and drug tapes and all that. Just stick to the politics part of it and the attempts to buy relationships overseas in order to make money through Hunter Biden's company. What does that say to you? And what does it say to you about the nature of how power works? If you take this at face value and assume it's true for the sake of conversation, what does that tell you about power? Because that's really, you know, my goal here is for us to all come to mistrust those in particularly elected positions of power, as much as I believe they deserve to not be respected. I want them mistrusted an amount that is requisite with the amount of distrust that they engender through their behavior that most people can't see because they don't look and because they've got narratives stuck in their head that don't allow them to see the obvious. 860-522-9842 in West Hartford is Greg. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Todd. Hey, I find it very interesting that they're saying there's no proof. You know, the Democrats and the legacy media are saying that there's no proof that that's his laptop. When Hunter Biden's attorney called the day before the story broke and demanded that he get the computer back, that alone is damning evidence. And I'm very surprised the lawyer actually did that, because that just proves that it's Hunter Biden's laptop.
It provides a confirmation.
Absolutely. And the other thing that broke today, and you may have mentioned it, I just walked in, was on Fox News, they named a bunch of politicians like Feinstein and Kamala Harris.
Schumer.
Who are potential contacts for this Chinese firm. Bill de Blasio, Cuomo, Feinstein, Kamala Harris.
Schumer. Didn't they mention Schumer?
Schumer, yeah. Okay, yes. Yeah. Yeah, so you saw the same report I did. This corruption, it goes a lot deeper than just Joe Biden and James Biden, his brother, and Hunter Biden. And I kind of feel a little bit bad for Hunter. I mean, we're talking about a kid that is an addict, and he's being used as his father as a bag man. That's bad. Instead of the
well, is he? How do we know if he's being used as a bag man as opposed to he's out there looking to go straight? Right? He wants to go straight. He wants to get off of the drug thing and go legit. And the way you go legit, if you're from a big political family, is you go overseas and sell your name and get contracts.
Correct. But
so the inside these stories are he's all excited because he's going to get $1 million a year with this company from a guy who 2 years ago was disappeared by the communist Chinese and has never been heard from since. Like it's so easy if you think about it. It's so right there for anybody to grab that easy money. And why wouldn't he do it? And what are you going to do if you're his father? What do you do if you're his father? And he comes to you and says, Dad, it's all right if I do this. I mean, anyone with a brain would say, no, you can't do that.
Exactly. Exactly. But don't forget, there's also pictures on this laptop of him when he's supposedly in rehab doing drugs in closets, doing drugs just outside the clinic. Those are a number of pictures that have been released. So, you know, I still feel bad for him just because he's listening to his dad. His dad is supposed to be there to guide him and to help him. And instead, he's throwing him in with some of the worst people, most corrupt people in the world. And that's what I mean by I kind of feel bad for him.
Okay. No, that's fair enough. That's
as
good.
As a father, I've got two kids that are both in the military. And, you know, if any of them ever came down with that type of addiction, I would do anything to help my kids. But the worst thing I would do is surround them with some of the worst corrupt people in the world. And I'm sure you feel the same way.
No, I hear you, Greg. Thank you for that. Good to hear from you, as always. 860-522-9842. Yeah, things are changing with this story very fast. Is it fast enough? Can anything break through the 50 million people or whatever the number is now who voted? Right, Democrats know what they're doing. When it comes to election rigging and election rigging schemes, they know what they're doing. And they're trying to get this one locked up before it happens because that's what they do. 860-522-9842. We'll take more phone calls coming up on WTIC. Yeah, I like this. I like this intro. This is an appropriate little bit of music to bring us back because what do we know about power? That it makes people do the worst kind of stuff. It makes people nasty and mean and dishonest and lustful for things that are disconnected from their own best interests and their own integrity and their own values if they ever had them and if they had them, if they can remember them. And my instinct is you believe stories like this first. You wait for the evidence second. Tell me how you're reacting. 860-522-9842. Joe's in New Hampshire. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Todd. I talked to Michael Harrison a few hours ago, and he said he has contact with Wayne Allen Root, so he's going to contact him about the about that hard drive and the human child trafficking, where China is a big part of it, and Hunter Biden was in the middle for blackmail purposes. So he's going to check it out. Mm-hmm. I have one prediction about tonight's debate, and I think this is where Trump gets everything in. They each get a 2-minute opening statement uninterrupted with the mute button.
Yep.
Trump is going to start off, I predict this, he's going to start off something like this. He's going to say, you know, Sleepy Joe, up until this moment, I've always referred to you as Sleepy Joe, but from now on, you're the big guy. And the reason why you're the big guy, and he's going to go right into it from there.
Well, isn't it interesting?
Hunter Biden's laptop.
It's interesting how the best laid plans go astray. Wouldn't it be interesting if the new rule they made to try to control Donald Trump actually gave him the lift that he needed. 2 minutes uninterrupted to put this on the table in a way. I assume that Joe Biden and his handlers are furiously preparing for tonight's debate and trying to figure out how they are going to deal with the fact that this story is now going to be keep seeping in. It's already been reported on a little bit in the mainstream media, and that's going to continue because now you've got Hunter Biden's business partner saying, yeah, it's true. Thank you, Joe. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. Joe calling from Simsbury. Hi, Joe.
Hi there. So over the last couple of months, you and I have talked about, as it relates to this election, things like packing the court, Joe Biden having dementia, Joe Biden national security, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm here to say, even though I have a lot more knowledge than probably most people do at this date and time about what's going on with the Hunter Biden situation, that doesn't matter right now. And tonight's debate doesn't matter right now. This election has now become an election about whether or not you want to live in Russia or China or live in the United States of America. Because what the media and social media companies have done to censor information that people in America should know is beyond warlike.
Oh, you're talking about Facebook and Twitter blocking the New York Post story?
Yep, Facebook, Twitter. My wife has had stuff blocked on Facebook as well that has not been from the New York Post. Other people have been as well. The mainstream media, NPR today, saying, yeah, we're not covering it because we kind of doubt the story. It might be Russian disinformation. Well, I'm sorry, but our government told us that it's not Russian disinformation. And if you look,
but it's an interesting angle on it that you're bringing up, Joe. If the social media companies are not platforms upon which we get to do what we want, and they become curators, i.e. they are now newspapers or something similar, then does that minimize their effect? Does that diminish their futures as players in our information news cycle?
No, I think it makes them much more powerful because not everyone has the desire or the time to dig in the way that I did when I first started hearing about this story weeks ago. We are being manipulated very badly now for the sole purpose of having someone elected so that way they can get rid of that someone and put someone else in that they want. That's not America. And if I say this as strongly as I can, and I'm not going to be offensive in saying it, but if you haven't cast your vote yet and you turn around and you vote for Joe Biden, you're voting for censorship for your children for the rest of their lives because we will not flip that switch back. It will never get switched back if we allow them to get away with this.
All right, Joe, thank you for that. It's good to have dire warnings like that. Much appreciated. Brian's in the truck and calling us. Follow the money, Brian, huh?
Yo, you know it. So Biden's only the underboss in all this, and you know who the boss is.
Boss Who's the boss? Knows what,
that, well, right now, our chief executive, hail to the chief, is Donald Trump. And back then, when all this dirtiness went on, that was Obama. He knows. He must have gotten a little money kicked up to him at that point in time. They had to pay his tribute to the boss. And he's covering the whole deal. He's got the lid on the whole thing.
Obama.
Obama to the top. He knew.
So you maintain the control after you leave office? It doesn't control over this flow of money, doesn't go on to the next president? Or does it exist outside of elected office?
No, and I would imagine it's gone. I don't understand. I believe this happened years back, 2018 before, with this computer and all. I don't believe this is
recent. Well, it did, but...
So
you're making it sound like Barack Obama is maybe the kingpin of orchestrating all this stuff. To me, to me, politics and this big money are inseparable things that they run in lockstep. And the reason they've been going so aggressive at Donald Trump for being so corrupt and having done all these things that are untenable is because that's what they do. And that's how they protect themselves, is by admitting to the narrative and assigning the narrative to their opponent and making their opponent the evil exception instead of admitting that's what everybody does.
Yeah, well, Obama was broke when he got into office, so I'm sure he would be on the take for a few million here and there while he was in there. And then people like Spielberg, then they gifted him everything, and suddenly he's loaded. And it seemed like the Clintons, when Bill got out of office, then he started doing book tours and everything else for a million a pop and his foundation. But I'm not saying he's the kingpin. I'm saying it's on his watch, and he knew about it. And it does go right to the top, because it always does. Just like Trump, even before anything ever happened with him becoming president, he was tied to the top forever. Dude owned casinos. He's tied to the top before he became the chief.
All right, Brian, got to hold you right there. Thank you so much for the call. We'll talk more, 860-522-9842, after news, that is, on WTIC.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
Well, it's getting clearer all the time. The news is coming in fast and furious, as you might say. And confirmation from Hunter Biden's partner, business partner, that, yeah, the stuff, the emails that are coming out of that much mocked by the left laptop computer left off at the repair shop by Hunter Biden, maybe, or by one of his minions and never picked up, which has now been delivered to Rudy Giuliani and the media. Well, the reports are that this guy, Tony Bobulinski, says that stuff is true, and it goes up to the vice president. He said they were told not to mention the vice president and what his cut was and stuff like that. Bob in Hartford, what do you think of all this?
Well, I got a prediction for you to make, and I hope you write it down. When Trump gets reelected, this Biden scandal is going all the way to the capital of Massachusetts, Boston. And you're going to find out that there is gangsters and politicians involved.
So you're saying that you know that this is connected to Boston Mafia?
Oh, it's connected to the Boston politicians. It's going to get big. It's going to be real big.
Why Boston?
Well, because that's where all the activity is. But write it down. See if it comes true.
I just did. I did. I wrote it down. Bob Hartford, Boston. But why Boston? You're being vague with your language. I want to know, is this a gut instinct? Or is this something you're seeing evidence of in the media? What are you talking from?
You just follow everything. Follow the way the media is going. Follow everything. Because the Democrats are very good at hiding.
Well, that's true. All right. Thank you for that, Bob. Anybody know what Bob's talking about, please call, and I'll write down what you say, too, and I'll save it so I can, for whatever reason I'm saving it, I'm not sure, but I'll have it on my sticky note right there on the glass in front of me. 860-522-9842. No, I'm not laughing at the idea that people have beliefs of deep insidious corruption, because I don't know how you can have a government as big as our government in Washington. Hey, forget about the government in Washington. Look at the corruption of the Democrats in Hartford, the amount of money they have stolen and squandered. $150 billion of debt that you have to pay off, that you can't pay off, that they keep raising taxes to try to cover up so you don't figure out that it exists. Look at that one little state. And one little, measly, dumb political party and the amount of theft it can pull off here in the state. Just by running around telling you silly, naive, childish stories of how much compassion they have. And that's why they're building all this crushing bureaucracy to steal all your money. Just because they love you so much. Imagine on the federal level, trillions of dollars. They've spent $30 trillion. It doesn't even exist, this money. I mean, it's invested here in the United States because it's the United States. And because for some reason we still remain the best investment in the world, our dollar, how long does that last? And what happens when it's not lasting any longer? That's what I worry about. Okay, let's go to another truck. Jim, hello.
Hey, how's it going? So no one's bringing up the nepotism that's been going on in the White House for 4 years with his daughter and son-in-law in the office when they have no government experience, but they were given jobs. This is a last-ditch attempt to bring up, I'll use a term that you guys use, fake news. And If I'm Biden, I just slough it off and I just move on. This is desperation. I've heard it all day from callers, all day. You know you've lost the election because your guy's incompetent. That's just why he's losing. And everybody sees it.
I don't get your point. What's your point? You're saying none of this matters?
Not that it doesn't matter, but there's two sides. Ivanka and the...
Well, yeah, so there's two sides. So Trump is incompetent and Biden's corrupt. There's your two sides. What does that leave you with?
I'd rather have a corrupt guy who tells the truth and doesn't lie all the time than somebody who's cheated on his wife and paid hush money and is in debt to overseas governments for $400 million in loans. That's what I'd rather.
Well, wait a sec. So let's get the airing of Biden's corruption so we can actually compare apples to apples. How did Biden become a rich man when he's been in a fixed income job for the last 50 years?
I don't care. At this point.
Care about Trump's corruption, but then you want to judge them based on comparing their corruption.
I care on both, but Biden's not president right now. And the president's had 4 years to make this straight.
But
it's just been ridiculous.
But we're trying
to mess because of it.
No, but be reasonable, though. We're trying to decide right now who is the best guy to be president of the United States for the next 4 years. So we're looking at somebody who we know all of his foibles. And we know, and we've got another guy who we really have an inkling for a lot of his foibles.
Now you say you don't know him. He's been in government. Your complaint is he's been in for 50 years.
Well, they lie for the whole 50 years. What has he done? Tell me what Joe Biden is. Tell me his essence, what he represents, what his accomplishments are. Tell me something about Joe Biden.
When I wake up in the morning, I feel he cares about the country, not just himself. That's what the gut is. I don't have
and based
to go
on what?
Accomplishments. Based on just how he presents himself.
And
honestly. Tell
me, did you used to watch the Bill Cosby show? And what was your gut on Bill Cosby?
He always gave me the creeps. You know that.
No, he didn't give me the creeps. I didn't watch him really, but he was a big star. No, everybody didn't. If they heard it, they didn't believe it because they watched him. He was the biggest star in the country for a lot of years. Bill Cosby was, not Joe Biden. These are TV shows. Even our politics is a TV show. I thank you for the call, Jim. It's good to hear your opinion. But I think your opinion is screwy and biased. You're not applying the same standard, even though you think you are. I will admit to you, both parties, Democrats and Republicans, are no good sons of bees. Because all they care about is putting them between us and our power. They want to be the lubricant that sits between us and the levers of power so that every little electrical signal flows through their hands. That's what they're after. They're no good. Two evil forces. We have to choose which one. Now, we've been listening to the media for 5 years tell us every day, all day, to the exclusion of actual news that people need to hear and don't know anything about. We have heard exclusively for years about how Donald Trump is unfit for the presidency. And I don't know how the average person can even begin to escape that, because I know all kinds of great intellects. College professors and stuff. My mother was a college professor. She's in a retirement community with college professors from the Boston area. All these fancy Harvard, the whole shebang. They're the biggest dopes in the world when it comes to understanding politics. They're so naive and they're so taken in by the TV show. 5 years, they've been pounded like we've been pounded. They fall for it worse because they're so convinced they're so much smarter than us. How can we know anything about Joe Biden? we only found out a few months ago he's a stutterer. And that became the great cover. All he has to do is make one mistake, and the liberals turn their heads and say, you know he stutters. Had a problem when he was a boy. The story they just invented a few months ago for us. We know nothing about Joe Biden after his 50 years in politics. Well, they tell us the story about his wife got killed in a car accident. What do we know after that? Oh, we feel badly for him. We saw him on TV 3 weeks ago in the first debate. What did he say? Oh, I'm proud of my boy. And it was a touching moment. He's proud of his boy. Anybody can relate to that, right? But now we find out his boy is involved in the international trading of the power that his father held in the vice presidency. Not even for anything concrete, just for the chance to get a handshake and a picture, to be able to establish a connection. Come on, we don't know anything except where there's trillions of dollars in play, there's corruption, there's ugliness. 860-522-9842. Jeff Coventry. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Todd. I agree with your earlier caller about that alarm over the censorship. I mean, we've heard it so many times in the past, but I think this is a seminal point in history, this election, because, you know, he's talking about public television and radio not covering a story. They're funded by the taxpayers. That's censorship. Maybe Facebook is a private company, but public television not covering it? You know, once a leader gets a taste of oppression, they never want to give it up. I mean, we're at that point, unfortunately. We could lose our republic. That's how I believe.
Well, what if we already have, but we don't even know what it looks like to lose your republic?
We may have. I mean, Mark Levin says we're living in a soft tyranny right now. It could become harder. So little by little, they've eroded away our freedoms. You know, people are afraid to talk.
Yeah, but
that's a form of censorship.
But walk away from that language and say, what is it that we actually have? In what way is this train actually still on the same railroad track that we think we bought the ticket for? And is it heading in that direction anymore? Do we still have our republic? Do we still have representative government when what the representatives do is they go down to a Washington where the bureaucracies are so big and crushing that they can be there for a decade and not have any idea how the bureaucracy works and how they might influence it to change public policy? It's just been robbed from them. So they spend all their time raising money because they have to bring in 25, 50 grand a week, even in the House, to raise enough money to be able to run for re-election.
They
you see what I'm driving at?
The re-election, and almost immediately when the current president was elected, the other side started working the election right away.
That's exactly. So it's not anymore about running for election to be a representative of the people. It's not Abe Lincoln getting on his horse and riding to Washington for 3 months or however long it took him to get there from Illinois so he can be his neighbor's representative in Congress. You're going to a Congress that has no effect over the operation of the government. So all they have left is the facade of being a congressman. And we elect these people, we make donations, whatever, thinking that we're somehow affecting public policy, but public policy is in control of a ship that can't be turned. You can't tell a ship that's too big for the body of water that it's in to be turned. You can't send somebody and tell them, go make that ship turn. You're my representative. Well, that ship's going to just keep going in the direction it's going because it's got too much momentum for any of these people to. Do you see what I'm driving at here? What we think we have isn't what we have. It's not there anymore. The stuff we learned about in grade school 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, whenever it was, it's not there anymore. It's a whole new ballgame. We have to work hard to try to understand it. Bill in Wethersfield. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, Bill. I've got to get a quick break in and then I'll get to you first. Okay. All right, thank you for that. Yeah, we'll take a quick break. We'll continue the conversation on WTIC. Mike, just give me a yes or no on this. I watch Cam Newton play, and I think, sometimes I think, wow, this guy's incredible. And other times I think he's a stiff. And I can't figure out which it is, or maybe it's half and half. Like, is that what life with Cam is going to be like forever? Like, one game he's there, the next game he doesn't show up? Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you, Mike. That's why we keep you around. Mikey, appreciate it. 860-522-9842. Yeah, everybody's texting me and emailing saying that, well, I don't even remember what the thing is anymore. Oh, one of Hunter's business partners is Whitey's nephew or something, Whitey Bulger. But so what? What is that? I've got uncles. I'll tell you, you could line me up with all my uncles. You wouldn't find a shred of similarity between me and any of them. The aunts, too. Does that mean Hunter is a gangster or something? Or he's hooked in with the Boston Mafia? I don't even think the Boston Mafia exists anymore. And why do you have to be secretive about it? Why can't you just say it? Like, somebody's going to bump you off? They're going to drive down? Like the old days, you know? Hey, we got to drive the Hartford. We got to do a hit. You coming? I don't think it's like that anymore. I don't. 860-522-9842. I really don't. But I could be wrong. Certainly the political gangsters are there. We'll talk to George in Canton because he's a wise man. He's been alive for 72 years, and he's used every one of them to learn a lot. Hey, George.
Greetings, Todd. 76 years, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry, 76. I didn't mean to steal from you.
No, that's okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Todd. What's the name of Biden, Hunter's partner?
Bobulinski. Tony Bobulinski.
Bobulinski. Well, I'll tell you what I hope. I hope that the people that are watching him in whatever jail cell he's in are not the same people that were in charge of Jeffrey Epstein, if you catch my drift.
Oh, yeah, well, your drift is unavoidable, I think, George.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Todd.
Thank you. Nice to hear from you. Bo Bulinski. It's not Bo. When I first heard it, I thought Hunter Biden has a business partner whose name is Bo? Bo Bulinski? But no, it's Tony Bo Bulinski. Bo Bulinski is one thing. From the Bo Bulinski family, of course. His nephew used to be the uncle of the cousin of Joe Biden's sister. That explains everything, doesn't it? I'm sorry, I'm in a wise guy mood. But we have a messed up show again because it's Thursday. And you know how sometimes Jolly Ned jumps in on Thursday to cause us a little hardship. So he's going to be taking over probably right after the news. And we'll see how long he goes. On Monday, he gave us a break. He had to go get pizza, I think, after just a half hour or so, 4:30 or so, 4:35. He was for a Chuck E. Cheese, yeah. Well, it's his favorite spot. Chuck E. Cheese pizza is the cheesiest. So we'll get a little Jolly Ned and get caught up on all of the COVID. Now, think about this, because there's really not much difference, as far as I can tell, from the Biden crime family, the Jolly Ned COVID crime family, the Trump crime family. I don't know. I see patterns developing here. And what I see with Jolly Ned is he used to care about metrics. He used to care about science. That was like a religion. Everyone believed him. He was only about the science. Now, he doesn't care what the science shows. It's time to reopen. Before, he didn't care what the science showed. He couldn't reopen. Now it's the opposite. Memorize this pattern. Listen to him today. See where he's at on the current deception of you, the people. And keep track of it as we go, because you're going to see it continue to change. 860-522-9842. The rant line number is 751-4698.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.